Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Are you glad to be here? What do you want me to preach about? Huh? Honor. Part two. Wow. Amazing. Tonight, I just want to share with you something little from my heart. Just for a few minutes. And I believe we are blessed already by being here. Amen. Amen. You are blessed already. Amen. Matthew 23. And I want to talk a bit about something that Jesus did not like. What do you think? Do you want to know what Jesus did not like? Now, one thing that Jesus did not like was artificial things. What do you think? So you could call my message, Christ and his disregard for artificial things. Amen. Right. Matthew 23. And this is just a short message, as usual, for those of you who are interested. Matthew 23. Then Jesus spake to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works. For they say and do not. They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets, to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Osofu. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your masters. One is your master, even Christ. Amen. Now, one of the things that I believe will help us a lot is when we can avoid artificial things. So, if somebody wouldn't mind finding the meaning of artificial, the man upstairs, please help us again. What is it meaning, artificial? Feigned, fictitious, assumed, affected, not genuine. Amen. Now, one of the main things that happens to human beings is the developing of deception in whatever it is that we do. You get it? Anytime you have human beings doing things, gradually you find that it gradually shifts into a deceptive mode with time. Are you listening? So, if you look outside, in the world, you find that after a while, the thing you are doing is not real, because the pressure of the world, of this world, is demonic. And Satan is the father of lies. Thank you for your definition. Okay. Satan is the father of lies. And so what happens is that his presence in most of what we do causes whatever we are into to start to take up forms of deception which can be accommodated in what you are doing. I'm sure you don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that anything that human beings do, and I'm not preaching for long, so try to listen quickly. Anything that human beings do tends to be, you see, there are two things. Satan is the father of lies, John 8:44. And then, what is his name? The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man. Numbers. All right. So you find out that if there is a man, then there is a lie. Okay. And then if there is a devil, there is a lie. So two things put pressure on the system for lies to be there. And lies represents all forms of deceptions and things that are not true. You get what I'm saying? Are you still around?
Yes.
All right.
Right.
So, What are some of the areas of life which experience these two pressures? The pressures of human beings being there, and then the devil also being there. You get it? So the presence of human beings, when you stay around for some time, you see that something is not real. Something is not true here. Something is not genuine. Do you get it? Because there are people. Then when there's devil, something is not true. Something is not genuine. Something is not real. Almost everything falls under this, under these pressures. You get it? And then it changes. So you can suggest any area. Let's start with medicine. I want to start with medicine before I come to law. So that the kind of balance. If you take a practice of medicine, especially in some places, I think, you find out that, you know, the unreal nature of what is going on is just amazing. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Take places like America, where they'll sue you for almost anything. That's so much so that doctors are afraid even to do things.
Yeah.
And they leave you to die. Not leave you to die, but leave you to just, you know. I mean, somebody can come and later on do math exam. And when he doesn't do well, you say that when he was born, the delivery took a long time. And the doctor delayed in delivering him. That's why he's not good at maths. And they go to court. Yes, they are doing that. Yes. So it's like that's affected, huh? And there are lawyers for all this. You go to places like Kolebu and you see human beings are there, and then you see that Satan has also affected whatever is going on there. You see, somebody will be there, and there are nurses, but you have to hire your own nurse to come and be a nurse in the hospital. Amazing. The doctors are working, people are being tipped to do their work. Artificial medicine. Their doctors are there, their minds are on other things. See, the person is operating, but he's doing business. The drip is from his shop. The prescriptions are to this place. To his pharmacy. You refer to his clinics. Yes. And it's not as you think it is that all my problems are going to be solved. Medical problems. Because I'm going here to solve all my problems. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And you think it is some problem you are going to solve. But human beings are there. And the devil is also there. So deception and non-reality starts to become the main thing. You go to court. Law. Let's come to the law. And you go to court. They say somebody is taking your land or he's doing something. And somebody will sue. And then an injunction. After the injunction, somebody will say, you didn't write your name this way. So adjourn for 2 weeks. to come back to correct it. And then they will say, you're suing the wrong person. So it's changed. It should be changed. So it has to be adjourned for another 1 month. But you see, the court is supposed to give you fairness and justice. And then adjourn, because what are some of the other reasons? Lawyers. The judge didn't come. The judge is not well. So adjourned another 1 month. They didn't file it properly. And then what again?
One lawyer didn't come to court.
One lawyer didn't come to court. He wrote a letter that he couldn't come. You go back. One person wasn't added to the list. One witness didn't come. Go and come. Next month. 2 months. They couldn't find the docket. This wouldn't come. Go. Come back. A simple thing. Huh? 15 years. They can go to court over a small issue. Yes. And in as much as it is law, it has that the court is giving you justice and fairness, the presence of human beings and also the presence of devils. It changes until you see that it's not really what you think it is, but it's something else. And people are experiencing something completely different. Are you still around? Politics. Then I say the nation needs a compassionate leader. Someone who is a man of the people, who understands problem, a man of integrity, a man of probity, a man of accountability, a man of sensibility, a man of what? Approachable. Somebody who is approachable, affable, and likable. And someone who comes from here, and someone who is, who understands, and someone who has the drive to change the nation. And when you go into it, you find out that it's not like that at all. You know, one of my friends, when he was on campus many years ago, I think there was an aluta against the government. I don't know which university. So he went and joined the aluta. And they went with banners, like they were fighting for something. I've forgotten what it was. So after they finished their demonstration, I think to close down the university, something they were fighting for, he went with his friend to, I think it was a church somewhere. When they went, they met with someone, and they had a meeting in the room, and the man brought out dollars and started to share the dollars, and he was wondering what it was, not knowing that this is the financier, the organizer. With dollars, is organizing the students to do all that they are doing. It wasn't the issues that they were doing. He didn't know that they were being paid. It's not as far as somebody, my friend. He didn't know that they were organizing it. So you see, the students, so we want whatever fairness in this world, whatever for the school, the students, and student life and education and this. It is not true. It has been mobilized. Huh? Because God is not a man that he should lie. So it's like when there is a man, there is a lie. And Satan is the father is the father of lies. So that means that when you see a lie, the father must be near. Because like you are in Ghana. Your father must be in Ghana somewhere. Yes, he must be around somewhere. So when you see the child, the father is nearby. So when you see the lie, the father is nearby. Then you come to the church. After a while, with the presence of human beings, you wonder what the church is standing for. Yes. The original aims of a church, that you would think that this is why a church exists. After some time, you even wonder, by the presence of human beings, what is a church doing? And there is a shift from what you think it is for. Just as I said that you will go to Kolebu thinking that this place is all health problems. You find out that it may be the mother a very dangerous place. And the court is not giving the justice and the church is not giving the gospel. And we pastors are so different from how we are supposed to be. Why? Because we are human beings and we are full of lies, and Satan is also present with pressure, so that there's so much pressure on us to be not as we are supposed to be. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is what Jesus came to meet. And in Matthew 23, since it was the end of his ministry, he felt free to tell the people how different they were from how they were supposed to be. You see? And I'm saying this to say that this is the one thing that Jesus didn't like, is the shifting from reality to artificial, unreal things, which are not real anymore. And everything has that potential. Marriages are like that. Many people have the picture, and some are addicted to the picture of love and looking good. And after the picture, there is nothing like love. What you think is not the case in many marriages. Recently, Ida released a song, "We are not close anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't this anymore." And it became an instant hit because of the reality of the song. Yes. Or you don't understand my message. So brothers and sisters, I want us to look carefully at this artificialness and decide that whatever you are doing should be real. Amen. If God has called you to serve him, let's serve him in reality. Now, it's interesting that to preach about soul winning and church planting, as I have been doing for some time, rather makes me look odd. In the bank, no, in the church. I look odd in the church of God by preaching about soul winning and church planting. And we are within striking distance of 2 million souls as members of our church. We have 2 million members of our church. Striking distance means we are close enough to even consider it. Why should it look strange in no other place than the church? Because of these two things. Man is present. The devil is also present. So we are under pressure and we are shifting from reality to something else. And you wonder what we are talking about. Now, if you fight unreality and you fight artificialness and hypocrisy, you are always better off. Yes, you're always better off. I prefer a girl who is not so outstandingly beautiful, but is nice, than so outstandingly beautiful with Malaysian eyes and Italian lips and Brazilian hair and Congolese breasts and South African bottoms. Yes. Who is promising to give you a Thai, that is a, from Thailand, massage? Kayla Basha. Listen. And somebody who is simple, but is real. And all these high things, which will all come off, and you'll be left with nothing. The Bible says beauty is vain. Could it mean, and this is just a question, it's not a statement, and you can take that for homework. Beauty is vain. Could it mean that the more beautiful, the more vain, or the more beautiful, the more useless? It's just a question. Since beauty is vain, I don't know whether in terms of maths, as an equation, the more beautiful, the more useless. It's just, I mean, you can ask math students whether it means that. General paper. Could it be? I don't know. So, anyway, so what I'm saying is that the more real, somebody has proposed to you, you say, we ask, can you cook? You say, yes. And you say, what can you make? You say, chicken sauce. What do you mean by chicken sauce? You know, chicken sauce. What exactly is that chicken sauce? Is it the same as stew? Or is it... is it the word you are even using? Chicken sauce. Sauce of what? You mean a boiled chicken with the water that comes from the chicken? Or what exactly is the sauce? It's better to say I don't know anything about cooking, so that we even start classes, than to say I'm good at chicken sauce. What type of sauce? A sauce of what? You see, if you have a problem with hearing, and somebody asks you, do you have a problem with your hearing? At all. You don't have a... No, I don't have a... Oh, okay. I had a hearing aid in my pocket. I was going to give you. So, since you don't have a problem with your ears, so I just keep it. So, once you don't say the truth, you never get the help that you need. But you don't say the truth because you want to look like something you are not. So, what I'm saying is that this fakeness, which invades all human institutions and all human endeavors, is something you must be aware of so that you fight it. Amen.
One day,
a sister came to see me, and I said, what is the issue? And she made a request which almost made me fall down in my office. Do you want to know the request? Yes. She said that she wants to have a special anniversary celebration of her marriage, wearing a white bride, everything. And when she said that, I almost fell. Dr. Go, help me. I'm falling. I was falling. Do you know why I was falling? Because I was amazed. Dr. Go, I'm falling again. I was amazed at the request. Do you want to know why I was amazed? Because I've never met anybody with as many complaints in the marriage as this person, and as unhappy and discontented with the marriage and with the husband. Dr. Go, it seems it's happening again. You see? Yes. I've never seen somebody else unhappy. The same person. So my question was that, why do you want to go out there in this white dress, invite people, have a cake, show people something you are unhappy dying about every day? This man is a curse. He's a bad person. He's a stupid man. He's a whatever. I was sweet before I met him. After I've met him, it has changed me. I was nicer. This and that. He's a deceiver. He lied. Toto, go. It seems. Anniversary in white, with a cake, with a reception and everything. It is the human deception and artificialness. We love it to go and demonstrate. So will you turn to your bride, to your bridegroom, and say, darling, 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 this day I renew my sweet love. And she was, and she did it, smiling. I renew my love. The person who is the curse, you said, this man is a useless man. Deceiver. Dr. Go. And you see, that's how we are. It's like there's sadness and not happiness, but we want to show the world that we are the most wonderful couple that have been living together. But we who knew
we look and say, look at it. Show, show.
Show.
Show, show.
Show.
Show, show.
That's a go. That's a go.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying what? Wonders. So it looks wonderful, but the wonderfulness is lying. The wonder is lying. It's not true. Signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness. So it's like the unrighteousness is completely mixed up with deception. Deceivableness of unrighteousness. So you see two wonderful words, lying wonders and deceivableness of unrighteousness to them that perished. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth. You see? The love of the truth that they might be saved. You see, the salvation is very, very connected to your loving or wanting true things and real things. It says they did not receive the love of the truth. Like, what is the truth about what is supposed to be our aim? What is the truth about what is supposed to be what we are doing? Okay. What's the truth about it? But no, we want deceivableness. We want wonders that lie. We want to have receptions that are all lies. Fake. We want to make speeches that are not true. And we are not saved. We are delivered into more darkness because we are not loving the truth. Not that we don't speak the truth, but we don't. You see, when you love the truth, when you love something, you keep it close to you. You see, when you say, I love you, then stay close to me. I love you, stay close to me. Don't let truth go too far. I'm talking about truth in the general institutional way, you know, what we stand for, what we claim. If you do your hair, you look so beautiful, but in reality, your head looks like a cashew nut at home. Or a West African groundnut. It's a lying wonder. What you are doing in church is a lying wonder. Deceivableness of unrighteousness. I love the truth. I like the real person, not the whatever. The real, real person. Yeah. Be real. I like real. I don't like the fake. I like real. Yes. And let's finish that verse. The next one, you see, verse 11. Beautiful. And it says, for this cause, because they are into all deceivableness of unrighteous lying wonder, God sends them a strong delusion that they should believe more lies. So once you start dabbling in lying, deceivableness, lying wonders, you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into delusions and deceptions and things that are not true. It envelops you. And that's what happened to the Pharisees by the time Jesus came. Nothing about them was real.
Everything. Jesus said, look, you are you are dead man born outside white wall. There is nothing real about you. You look nice. You are actually not nice. You are dead man. Everybody will be frightened to see what is inside. Oh, you see the bones and with the teeth. That's what people will see. But outside it looks so nice.
One day, a brother went to visit a sister.
And they were this type of beloveds that are having quarrels, issues. So, this was on campus. So, the brother visited the sister and they were having serious issue in the room. Why this? Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. As soon as they realized that somebody was coming, they stopped the ceasefire. And then the door was, oh, hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, you were a passive. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my beloved came to visit me. We're just having a good time. Glory to God. Amen. Then when the person went, you see? Deceivableness of unrighteousness, lying wonders, and loving of delusions. Not loving the truth. You always want to show something good. Show. No, you have to kick your right leg. Show. As soon as the visitor went, they continued. And I told them,
hello.
Oh, hi. How is it? Oh, you were passing it. Oh, hallelujah. We were having Bible study. He was just telling me that Ephesians 6, verse 12 is be strong. And I was telling him that it's verse 10. And he said it's verse 12. Show. You see, if you don't addict yourself to loving, I want to like realities.
One day,
a certain brother was looking for a beloved. And he felt that the way to find a beloved is to take a sister to a restaurant. So he took one there and they ordered the food. When the food came, I don't like this. As if she's, oh, just something small. Oh, eat some more. Oh, why not?
Show.
So he took another sister. The other sister too, she started the same thing.
Oh, I eat only potatoes. They have potatoes.
You eat yellow every day. You said you are looking for potatoes. You eat yellow. You say you are looking for potatoes. So So he decided to take a third, another sister. And this one, when they brought the rice, she herself dished more rice into the plate. More, more. Bring more. Anuma. What is the meaning of Anuma? To supplicate. She, more, more rice. When they bring the meat, more, more, more. She ate all. Then she asked for more. She cleared the whole place. Two or three drowns, she cleared all. And she was licking her lips and drinking water. When the brother saw, he said, this is the one I have to marry. This one is a real one. And he chose that one, the eater. He chose the eater. Be real. Show, show,
show.
When you don't love the truth, the lies start to melt. It's like everything is not. Now, if you take Matthew 23, nothing about the Pharisees was real. The visiting of widows was not real. It wasn't because they are widows. The robes they were wearing was not because of their rank. The things they didn't agree to was not because of anything. The tithe was to show. The good works was to show. Everything was not real. The preaching they were preaching was the official thing. But Jesus said, don't do what they do. Everything about them is fake. It increases. It's like a virus, something that multiplies. The unreality, the non-reality. Yes. The only dress you've ever bought is a dress for going out. What about a dress for in the house? You look like Bob Marley in the house. And when you are coming to church, you are like some angelic Cinderella. Special shoes and special. Meanwhile, in the house, my goodness, you smell of tilapia straight from the lagoon. What is the name of that smelling this thing? Momoni. Yeah. Wearing a torn t-shirt. It again with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, lying wonders. God said, okay, you don't love truth, eh? I'll send you something. The worst kind of deception is a delusion. Yeah, do you know why the worst? Do you know that the worst type of deception is a delusion? Because you believe it in spite of evidence. Evidence is there. You say, no, I believe this. I believe this. Matthew 23, as we close. Verse 14, woe unto you, you devour widows' houses. You see? For a pretense. You make long prayers. The prayer is not real. It's for pretending. And Jesus said, you receive a greater damnation. No, we need to examine all our religious activities. Yes. Yes. You have prayer to while away time for people to come to church. Yes. Blind guides. You swear by the you say whosoever shall swear by the temple is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor.
Verse 23, you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Verse 27, woe unto you, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful on the outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Woe unto you, you build the tombs. You say, if you had been there in the days of our father, you would not have partaken them. Verse 33, you serpents and vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? And he went on. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets. And how do you kill the prophets? You kill the ministry with non-reality. Listen, when it comes to going into full-time ministry, never let it be, I need a job, or I don't know what to do, or I want to go to Madagascar to find a job. Or Mikra, I want to sit on a plane. I want to leave Ghana. You see, already the foundation is not correct.
That's right.
It's not going to work.
That's right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
I need a job. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I want a husband, and the husband will be best found in the Bible school or in the church.
Yeah.
Let me opt to be in the ministry. You say you've gone on a mission, and people that are on a mission, many of them or some of them are fake. Because if you give yourself, if you have yielded yourself that I'll go anywhere and they send you anywhere, and you go, how come it is that when you are there, you are not prepared to do the things that you have to do to make the ministry work? It's like only one thing you did is, so I'll go anywhere. So if you send me here, I'll go. After that, it's just staying there and not rising. No good income, no good attendance. You will not do the real things of church growth and church planting to make the church work. I am not real. Anybody who is real and God has called you, you can and will generate a congregation and an income that can justify why you should be in the ministry. True. And that makes a lot of people who even claim to be in the mission fake, because they can't justify why they are there and why they should even be paid. Yes, it's all not real. So I'm a missionary. A missionary of what? And you won't even pray, wait on God, build the church, do the things. A missionary of what? You're just using the name. But below it, it's not real mission. It's just a career opportunity. It's just an international opportunity. Otherwise, you would have seen more of the churches bigger and working more. But the artificialness and the fakeness seeps into everything, whether it's missions, church, marriage, politics. That thing is human beings, and it's not real. And if you joke with it, that's all that you have. You just have. I am a missionary. And a missionary you can't generate. Look, ministry is, you see, I opted out of medicine for ministry. Because ministry is superior to medicine. If I practice medicine, it can generate income to keep me going and my family. And if I practice ministry, it can generate enough income and whatever to keep me alive. Yes. It justifies my presence. So you have fake pastors, fake missions, fake of everything. Because when the fakeness is seeping in, we don't reject it. We accept it. And then we grow in it. You are a missionary. You will not listen to messages. You will not flow deeper and try to catch the anointing to break through in the town. And you keep sending fake reports of fakeness. And reasons why things don't work wherever you are.
I've not yet had, once you send, no matter the person you send, when you send him there and he's a good person, that mission always works. Yeah. I said, I'm a pastor. You are watching films from morning to evening. You are just whatever on your phone all the time. WhatsApp, doing this, doing bad things, doing various things. I mean, it's not by using the word pastor or having the name. That is why even appointing people as pastors, when you are appointing them, you know that you are even appointing deceivers. It's true. You are appointed. As soon as they are appointed, they will not come for meetings. They will not do certain things. When you call, they do this. They are not interested. Because we love to wear the robes and to wear the outward whatever, but the actual hard work, you find that people who have not been appointed even do better. I remember one time, a colleague or no years ago, I was having a prayer meeting, went for a prayer meeting. The pastors were downstairs, all of them sitting down quiet, and upstairs were zealous Christians walking around and shouting and praying. And I said, look at it. How unreal it is. Yes. You know, and unrealness comes the more you grow. Yes. You know, young people, a young person will just, we here. We just bath here. We just jump. We just lift their hand. The more you grow, or the more conscious you are to deceive people and to present and look good and say words nicely. Impress people. Yes. That's why when I'm writing my book, I don't use a word. I don't use any English word I don't use when I'm talking. If I don't use it when I'm talking, I don't, even though I know the words, I don't use it. If you like, read my book and see. You'll not see certain words. You think I don't know English. Check your grade and check my grade. Come after church and let's compare. In English, just English language. O level, not BC. O level, come. Come with your O level results. Kelabashaka. Fakeness. Yes. You are in the choir, but you don't know the song that they are singing. You are standing at the back. You are standing at the back, just miming and, I mean, you are not really singing. You say you are a chorister, but you don't know the song. You don't know the words. And you don't know the melodies. You don't come to rehearsal. So, all I'm saying is avoid the artificial, because it will seep into every area. They will call you reverend. But a small boy who is not called reverend is actually the real man of God. Even when I went to England, it was the youth, the First Love Church, they are bigger, more. It's like that is where the life is. But some people have the name, but it is somewhere else. A lot of people go around, they strut around with their wives when they are going for official functions. But that's not a real wife. Oh, yes. When there's any official function, this function, and they go with the wife or whatever. That's not a real wife. It's just a show. It's just for show. Show, show, show. Show, show, show. Show, show, show. You don't like my message, you see? Even when it comes to honor, people want to honor you. They said we should bring an offering here. They said we should bring an offering. Yes, whatever. We know what you want. Here it is. Yes. Things that are not real. That's why my life and ministry has been structured without ever needing something from you, by God's grace. By God's grace. Amen. And anytime I sense fake honor, fake honor. I said, Ake, mean Ake, what did they say? They said, hey, keep your fake honor. Yeah. You see, that is why we are not being blessed, but the deceptions are multiplying. If you remember last week, I was giving you stages of honor, and I'll show you the stage 5 is when you honor somebody when he cannot see what you are doing. Yes. So let's go for reality. Anybody who is in a relationship where your beloved is concerned about what people think, Charlie, so it's coming. Oh, hello. It's a bad relationship, I'm telling you. Back out of it. Reverse. Every car has got reverse gear. Reverse out of that relationship now. I'm telling you advice. Reverse. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell us whatever. What is your, don't, if you tell anybody, whatever this is, we should keep it. It's whatever. Reverse. Yes. Show. Why? When you have entered and you cannot reverse, and you are suffering in the house, and you are now forced to come and say, I'm dying. What are we going to do? You are bound to die. Are you expecting us to advise you on what to do? To come out? No. We don't advise people to divorce here. We advise you to stay and suffer. Yes. Suffer till you die. Sufferings of Christ. They are beginning in your life from today. Because you like Shosho. Show. So from today, if you are in the ministry, you say you are in a Bible school, and you don't pray, you don't wake up, you don't even know what is in the book. Somebody who is not in the Bible school knows it more than you. Yes, somebody who is not in the Bible school knows it more than you. You are in the Bible school, that you are more of a businessman than a Bible student. Yes. It's all fake. So of course, as you go on, the deceivableness of unrighteousness and the lying wonders are just going to multiply. Because nothing, you don't come to church. You don't come to church. I'm here preaching. You will not come. You are in your room. You don't care. And you are a Bible student. How can you ever? It's a fake thing. Everything is fake. It's not real. I mean, you are doomed. You are doomed to failure. You are doomed to perish. Yes. People are doing outreach. You will not do outreach. They are playing video games when we are doing outreach. And you say you are in a Bible school. How can you do well in the ministry? It's fake. So, you see, I'm not talking about like you tell me a lie. But you realize that we gradually become covered with something that is not true, it's not real. And we live in it and grow in it, and it grows on us. If you like deception, you get more deception. That's what that scripture is saying. You see, it starts from verse 9. 2 Timothy 2 verse 9. Look at it. It says, even him who comes with power and lying wonders. You see, it starts with lying wonders. Then verse 10. And then with deceivableness of unrighteousness. Because all unrighteousness is not deceivable, it's like deceivable on unrighteousness. In those who perish, because they receive not the love of, they don't really want the truth. Oh, we are okay as we are. We are called pastor, we are called reverend, but it's not true. We are not really ministers, we are missionaries with that. We are not really dying to let people be saved. But we are called ministers. Just call me reverend. I'm cool. Call me pastor. I'm okay. Appoint me. I'm all right. You see, you don't love the truth. So I'm not really a pastor. I know I've passed the exam, but Charlie, I've passed the exam. Exam passing doesn't make you really a man of God. Exam passing doesn't make you a man of God. Then deceivable, they will not love the truth. And then verse 11, because they
did not love the truth, God sends them the highest level of deception, the highest level. And that is a delusion. You see, and in mental illness, we have two symptoms that you need to be diagnosed with mad. People don't know. People think, oh, this guy is mad. Madness have a range of illnesses. Just like how you have illnesses, you have a common cold, malaria, this, liver disease, so many things. In mental illness, we have from personality disorders, bad behavior, personality disorders, differently before you come to depression, anxiety, just a pure anxiety. Anxiety, you can't sleep, but later when you sleep, it's okay. Depression, you can sleep, but you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep again. There are two different conditions. One caused by anxiety, one caused by depression. Science, us today will not understand all this. Even the doctors are not sure of what I'm saying. You get it? And then you go on to higher diseases until you get to the Mercedes Benz or the highest level, which is schizophrenia. That's the ultimate mental illness you can have. And that one, you need only two things to diagnose it. One of them is this one, delusion. Yes, this word is, you only need to, you need to have a delusion. And number two, you need to hear voices. Then you are gone. Yes, you cross the line. Yes. So now delusion, when they tell you something that is not true, they can show you evidence. You say, no, 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 this is what I believe. I believe it. You've crossed a line. And it comes from liking and accepting unreal things. And, oh, let's just show a picture that we are happy. Let's have a... Dr. Go is coming. Let's have an anniversary. Let's have an anniversary. And show people that everything is so wonderful. Yes. Let's wear a collar and more ropes and whatever, even though we don't pray for anybody. Let's look pastoral. Let's visit widows even though we don't care for them. Just to show. Let's pray for a long time just to show that we can pray for a long time. And you see, it grows. Until God says, okay, take the maximum. Take Mercedes. You've driven Hyundai, you've driven Toyota, you've driven VW. Take Mercedes. Delusion. So, dear friend, let us dislike unreal things. Now, this hair, have it, because we don't want our girls to look like boys. But we want it to also be nice in the reality. We can't get home and take and we've turned into something. Sakura boy, as if you are a boy in the village fetching water with a bucket. Are you listening? How many are going to avoid that? What was the topic of my preaching tonight? Jesus and his regard for artificial things. It's a good topic. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Father, thanks a million for the blessing of your holy word into our lives today. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Now, every hand must be lifted up if you don't want deceptions and artificial things to possess you. Father, deliver us from all forms of artificial ministry, artificial priesthood, artificial marriages, artificial businesses, artificial claims which are not true. Lord, all forms of lying wonders and deceivableness of unrighteousness, let them be taken away from us from today. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, you want Jesus to be your Savior. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. Please pray with me. I want Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand up high. Right up, hand up high. God bless you. I want Jesus to save my life. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you. Lift it up high. If you've lifted your hand, come towards me now. Come. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Come all the way to the front right here.
Today, come on unto Jesus.
Let him have his way. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus. I give my soul to Jesus Christ. Please write my name. Say, Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, say it out after me. Say, from tonight, I belong to God. I give my soul to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I want to be real. I want to serve you. I want reality. Thank you for helping me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. I want to give you one of my books. All right. God bless you. When we close, all three of you come to the side over there. We're going to talk to you. Okay. If you are holding this book. All right. God bless you. You may be seated. Wow.
Could see me now, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold, enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, I'm in heaven and it's really, really nice. Everything we read and everything we believed has come to pass. It's like a dream. My friends I left behind, don't cry as though you have no hope. Know that the word of God is true. To live is Christ, to die is gain. I gained a new and a better life, better than the life I lived on earth. See me now, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold. I'm enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, oh yeah, I'm in heaven and it's really, really nice. Yeah, everything we read and everything we believed has come to pass. It's like a dream. I was scared when I was called. It was time for my judgment, but it wasn't that bad. After all, I was forgiven for my mistakes. Many good points for all my good works. I'm happier than I thought I'd ever be. Ooh. If you could see me now, changed for me. Wow. Oh yeah. I am walking on the streets of gold. Wow, I'm enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, oh, I'm in heaven and it's really, really nice. Wow, everything we're at and everything we believe has come to pass, it's like a dream. Then I met up with Jesus. Jesus spoke kindly to me. He looked at me and he smiled at me. I am in my mansion now, just as we were promised. And I'm waiting for you all to join me. Could see me now. Wow, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. Wow, I am walking on the streets of gold, enjoying my crowns and my rewards. Oh, if you could see me now, I'm in heaven. It's really, 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 really nice. Everything we're at and everything we believe has come to pass. It's like a dream.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.